Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
The Eagles and Dockers have been terrific out of this. They haven't complained. They haven't whinged. As far as I'm aware, they haven't gone to the media. They've been willing to hub. They've been willing to do everything. It appears to me it's the Victorian clubs aren't willing to leave their comfort zone and come over here and hub in Western Australia, yet they expect our teams to go over there. I mean, it's a little bit rich, and it seems to me they're a little bit pampered, and they should be prepared to do the hard yards and go somewhere else to hub, as our clubs are prepared to do.
Some fighting words there from Mark McGowan, the WA Premier. Victorian team's not prepared to leave the comfort zone and a little pampered. There's a couple of headlines for some articles coming your way in the next hour or two. You'd think Paddy Sweeney from Channel 9 Perth is probably going to lead with that one as well. Sure, there were plenty of other bits and pieces that Mark McGowan went with, but from a sports space, that was big. Welcome to you, Paddy. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dwayne. I'll tell you what, Mark McGowan, there's one thing that he has been doing this entire pandemic period, has been flying the West Australian flag, and he certainly did that this morning as well. They were fighting words, and he said, and I think probably Mark McGowan's getting a little bit annoyed at the situation with the AFL and the East Coast, and I think this probably dates back to even when the initial hubs were proposed a few weeks ago, and then we had Patrick Dangerfield, the president of the Players Association, coming out and basically dismissing it, saying it wouldn't happen unless families were coming as well, and it would be hard to leave. And yet WA teams are now in a situation where they're almost certainly going to find themselves in a new home of football up at the on the Gold Coast, Dwayne. So I can understand Mark McGowan's frustrations, and then I can understand the other the flip side of it as well, saying, well, at the moment, Mark, you've got 2 weeks of hard stance in terms of quarantine when you went to WA. So it's a really interesting one. It's a divisive one, and the football world at the moment are really up in the... the ball is up in the air on just exactly how we get back to training and when football will resume.
So 25th of May, full contact training is allowed in WA. So the two WA teams will stay there. The AFL in the next 24 hours will give everybody the go-ahead, I think, to train without contact for a week until you're allowed to train with contact until the 25th of May. That's the way I guess it will unfold. So training can, in a sense, at least happen for a week before the full training with contact can happen. And then the Perth teams, a couple of days out from their first game in Queensland, will fly out and head to their hub in Queensland and stay there for a couple of weeks at least.
That's an option, Dwayne. The other one is also, I mean, the real curveball came yesterday late afternoon and early night when the South Australian government said in South Australia, Port Adelaide and Adelaide can't train with contact until June 8. Now, this is the issue because the AFL have already made this one for themselves. When the WA government gave clearance for training up to 10, the AFL stepped in a number of weeks ago and said, no, that's an unfair advantage. Now the AFL are trying to make it even. So technically, as it stands now, until June 8, we're not going to be able to have any contact training because the South Australian government has put that impost on the two teams. So basically what Mark McGowan has said today, though, is, well, hang on, why don't we even get the two South Australian clubs over to WA immediately? I'm going to waive the two-week quarantine period for them in terms of training so they can still train whilst in quarantine, and then we can get the season up and running. So until the AFL, it's really back in their court now, Dwayne, in terms of when are they going to come out? Because effectively, immediately, Port Adelaide and Adelaide actually need to get on the road, because if they actually don't go starting any contact training until June 8, the season's going to be pushed back probably 3-4 weeks, and we're looking at potentially July. But the other one Mark McGowan is also pressing for is saying, hey, bring the South Australian clubs to WA. We can have a mini hub here, potentially a couple of Victorian teams as well. We can start off with a derby, play 4 or 5 games, and then the WA teams can go to Queensland from there. So I think Mark McGowan's probably pretty annoyed at the entire situation, and even maybe not so much the stance that the South Australian government has taken with their sides, because obviously they're holding that health over the actual favour of getting football back up and running. But the ball now really is in the AFL's court. We're going to see what they're going to do in terms of potentially trying to move Adelaide and Port Adelaide before even football's up and running.
Yeah, I spoke to Ken Engvall on the show earlier. He wasn't that keen to pack his bags. He was hoping that the SA government would change their parameters within the next 24 to 48 hours because they know that they are going to have to leave the state under the current guidelines if they want to actually be able to tackle each other. Do you think the AFL will bow to Mark McGowan's thought and say, OK, well, we'll change it and we'll send the two SA teams over to Perth and we'll send two Victorian teams over to Perth and we'll actually do it as Mark McGowan is suggesting and have a WA hub that'll last six or so weeks?
Well, that's what Mark McGowan would like to start the season. I can't see it happening, Dwayne, at all. And I think this is another one with the South Australian government taking that tough stance has pretty much backed the AFL into a real corner here as well, and a difficult situation. The AFL, of course, they want to release those first 6 weeks of fixtures, but without actually being able to get Port Adelaide and Adelaide onto a training field with full contact before June 8 as it stands right now, those fixtures are going to have to be reworked, redrawn up. So that's a major delay for the AFL. So, I mean, Port Adelaide might be hoping that the South Australian government are going to back down from that, but I can't see how the South Australian government would, because I think they're thinking, well, you know, this is probably the biggest penalty that Adelaide are actually facing, and more so the game are facing from the Adelaide Crows training camp when 16 players and obviously Ben Hart breached those social distancing rules. So to say that they got off with a wet lettuce leaf to the face, yeah, they did at the time, but I think the South Australian government in their findings have handed down this strict date of June 8, and that's probably the big one which is going to hurt the game. So I don't know that we'll get football in WA for the first 6 weeks at all. That's pretty much ruled that out, and that's been pretty much a byproduct from what's happened in South Australia as well.
So do you think there'll be a trade-off at the end of the year where the WA teams will get a long list of games in WA? They might, if they're lucky, get their last six games in WA?
Yeah, I think that's the most likely outcome. I think go on the road for the first six and then potentially they'll get a back-ended plan where they'll probably play six games at Optus Stadium. Mark McGowan, hopefully by then, WA being in a great position in terms of fighting this coronavirus, the state borders might be able to be relaxed or even just an exemption for the AFL footballers to come in and not actually have to quarantine. That's what potentially could be happening. That's probably still 9-10 weeks away, realistically saying, at the earliest. So by that time, given that WA's pretty much had two new cases in the last fortnight, I would imagine WA would be in a really strong position to do that, and that's probably the most likely scenario, that the Eagles and Dockers get a bunch of home games to finish the season.
And you're a reporter. What are you hearing from AFL House? When are they going to make a decision as to whether it's going to be June 11 and what their plan A to get a resumption is? Will we hear late today? Will we hear tomorrow? Or are we going to have to wait till next week?
Oh, I think there's a real possibility now. We might be waiting to the weekend or even early next week. I can't see it happening today, Dwayne. And I think the reasons why is what I've stipulated with this backflip by the South Australian government and their strong stance on that really has probably caught the AFL by surprise. So when you think of it, I mean, the AFL clubs are wanting 3 weeks of full contract training before they actually even get up and running. So June 11, I know Eddie Maguire was spruiking that with a Collingwood and Richmond restart on a Thursday night. That's probably going to be a little hard to actually get to that start date now. So, I mean, June 18 is probably the earliest at the moment. But I think these fixtures now, to redo the whole draw for 6 weeks is going to be a timely process. And I think the earliest possible date I can imagine actually revealing it being tomorrow. But I wouldn't be surprised if we're a couple of days away now.
What if the Victorian teams with full contact training play a batch of games from June 11 and the teams outside of Victoria don't play until June 18 or June 20 when they've had 3 weeks of full contact training and they play each other at that stage? I can't see why you wouldn't get June 11 underway myself with the Victorian teams playing against Victorian teams if we can get 3 weeks of contact training here.
Well, it's one way to do it, isn't it, really, when you think about it? If you've got the clearance over there, all Victorian clubs can play the Victorian clubs and they can have their 3 weeks of full contact training, and then you wait for the interstate teams to do the same to have their 3 weeks so that it's a fair level playing field, which we know the AFL would like to have, and then they can get things going. I mean, the only predicament there would be, Dwayne, is that I wonder if these interstate teams are going to be travelling and then trying to make up games in a shorter period of time and turning them around. And I think that's probably where the interstate teams would say, let's hold the horses, because we don't want to be playing games every 4 or 5 days, making them up in a short bunch, because it's not going to be good for player welfare. But as we all know, we keep hearing those words, everyone's got to be fluid, we've got to pivot the business, we've got to do everything. I think realistically, at the moment, anything is possible. And I just got off the phone from an AFL player at the moment, and he just said, pretty much, I'm just leaving it up to being told what to do. Because they said, we've had three different plans in 3 weeks, and every time we have a plan, it just goes out the window and something changes within the day. So he's pretty much dismissed everything that he's even looking into. He's pretty much just saying, I wait for a call from the club to tell me what to do, and that's what I do. So it's really precariously poised at the moment.
Great to have a chat to you, Paddy. Thanks for the update after you listened to Mark McGowan's press conference, WA press conference. Paddy Sweeney from Channel 9 Perth. We'll talk again soon, Paddy.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.